Welcome back to Grim Pickens, everybody. My name is Pete Phillips, I am your host, and today I'll be reading you a very short story from the Brothers Grimm. When I put this show together, I thought it would be a fun, short podcast that you could listen to, maybe walking from one end of your house to another, or maybe walking around the block, and there's no better example of that than this story today, which is very, very short. So if you have a small house, you better start walking to the other side of it. Straw, coal, and bean. An old woman lived in a village. She had gathered a serving of beans and wanted to cook them, so she prepared a fire in her fireplace. To make it burn faster, she lit it with a handful of straw. While she was pouring the beans into the pot, one of them fell unnoticed onto the floor, coming to rest next to a piece of straw. Soon afterward, a glowing coal jumped out of the fireplace and landed next to them. The straw said, "Dear friends, where do you come from?" The coal answered, "I jumped from the fireplace to my good fortune. If I had not forced my way out, I surely would have died. I would have burned to ash." The bean said, "I too saved my skin. If the old woman had gotten me into the pot, I would have been cooked to mush without mercy, just like my comrades." "Would my fate have been any better?" said the straw. "The old woman sent all my brothers up in fire and smoke. She grabbed 60 at once and killed them. Fortunately, I slipped through her fingers."
"But what shall we do now?" asked the coal.
"Because we have so fortunately escaped death," answered the bean, "I think we should join together as comrades. To prevent some new misfortune from befalling us here, let us together make our way to another land."
The proposal pleased the other two, and they set forth all together. They soon came to a small brook, and because there was neither a bridge nor a walkway there, they did not know how they would get across it. Then the straw had a good idea, and said,
"I will lay myself across it, and you can walk across me like on a bridge."
So the straw stretched himself from one bank to the other. The coal, who was a hot-headed fellow, stepped brashly into the newly constructed bridge. But when he got to the middle and heard the water rushing beneath him, he took fright, stopped, and did not dare go any further. Then the straw caught fire, broke into two pieces, and fell into the brook. The coal slid in after him, hissed as he fell into the water, and gave up the ghost. The bean, who had cautiously stayed behind on the bank, had to laugh at the event. He could not stop, and he laughed so fiercely that he burst. Now he too would have died, but fortunately a wandering tailor was there, resting near the brook. Having a compassionate heart, he got out a needle and thread and sewed the bean back together. The bean thanked him most kindly. However, because he had used black thread, since that time all beans have had a black seam. What a strange story. I certainly didn't see it going where it went. That's for sure. But this one almost kind of feels like a myth of some sort. You know, something that explains why something is the way that it is. And I don't think we've run into that in the stories that we've addressed so far. And it's also something so seemingly insignificant, the black line on a bean, that it doesn't need a whole story to tell it. On top of all of this, why is the bean the one who gets to, quote-unquote, I guess, live at the end? It was his idea that they band together to avoid further trouble at the woman's house, but here he is laughing as his friends fall into the water and die. If you ask me, he kind of deserved to burst when he laughed so hard at them. And if they just opened their eyes a little bit, they might have seen the tailor down the shore. The tailor who, by the way, must have such teeny tiny fingers to sew up a little bean. So I guess this is one of our scientific tales that explains to us why beans have seams. And I suppose I also understand why this is not in most of the collections of the Brothers Grimm. Grim Pickens is hosted and produced by me, Pete Phillips. We have some musical flourishes by Gregor Quendel via Pixabay, and for now, a theme song made by AI. Grim Pickens is part of the Y'all Heard podcast family. You can rate and subscribe in your podcast player of choice to get more bite-sized stories by the Brothers Grimm.